listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
I have a lot of favorite verses in the Psalms. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of them, Psalm 119, verse 89, about how God's word is settled in heaven. Here we read Psalm 119, verse 89, where we read, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." The poetic genius that wrote Psalm 119 had tremendous confidence in God's word. He wrote, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You see, the psalmist meditated on the unchanging nature of God's word. Because it is settled in heaven, it will not change on earth. Now, notice how big his thoughts were. God's word is settled in heaven. Not merely in the psalmist's heart or in his mind. It is objectively settled in heaven, whether the psalmist or anyone else believed it to be so or not to be so. If someone were to say to the psalmist, "Well, that's your opinion, that's good for you," he would object most strongly that God's word is settled in heaven, quite apart from man's opinion. Now, it's true, there are many smart, gifted people who have no confidence in the Bible. We don't care about any of that when we know, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Now, the writer of Psalm 119 was well acquainted with trouble. But after tossing back and forth on an ocean of difficulty, he now stood on solid ground. He knew that God's word was certain and reliable. Man's word changes yearly, daily, even hourly, yet the word of the Lord is settled in heaven. You see, God's word is settled in heaven, and the psalmist believed that God's word was precisely that, not the words of man, but the very words of God. He believed that scriptures come from heaven and not earth, from the Lord and not from man. He believed what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 would later say, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, this means more than saying that God inspired the men who wrote it, though we believe that God did. But it tells us that God also inspired the very words that they wrote. We notice that it doesn't say all scripture writers are inspired by God, even though that's true. But that statement doesn't go far enough. God breathed on the words they wrote so that it could be said, "Your word is settled in heaven." Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, that not one jot or one tittle will by any means pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. The jot refers to the yod. That's the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It really looks like half a letter. The tittle is a small mark in a Hebrew letter, somewhat like the crossing of a T or the little tail on the letter Y. Jesus said that even the smallest of these marks would not pass away from God's word. He said that heaven and earth would sooner pass away than a yod or a tittle from God's word. Truly, your word is settled in heaven. This is confidence for every believer, that God's word is a settled place to stand. Especially, it's for every Bible teacher and preacher. They should be able to say, "Your word is settled in heaven." Today, let God's settled word settle your heart.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.